Turrilus kept his eyes straight ahead, declaring firmly,
"Well, that is one of the duties of a Father Abbot. Things can't always be candied chestnuts and warm robes, can they?"
Glisson patted the brother's paw.
"You're right, Turrilus. Thank you for reminding me of my responsibilities. You know, sometimes I wonder about being Father Abbot of Redwall Abbey. Mayhaps I might have been better suited as a cook, a gardener, or even a gatekeeper."
Friar Skirple chuckled.
"Nay, sir, you be the habit, and curtly beloved by all, hurray!"
No matter what the occasion, Glisson seldom lacked an appetite. He shuffled eagerly to his seat atop table. Redwall's great hall was packed with mice, squirrels, hedgehogs, moles, otters, and sundry other woodlanders. Every beast rose as the abbot came to table and recited morning grace.
"Throughout each passing season, in fair or stormy weather, we live, work, eat, and rest in Redwall here together. Attend ye to this day's first meal in friendship, truth, and peace. Enjoy the fruits of honest toil, and may good fortune never cease."
There was a clatter of benches as the Redwallers seated themselves. Helpers were busy lighting extra lanterns to brighten the hall. Outside, it was still raining and overcast. Between the tall fluted sandstone columns, long stained glass windows echoed to the continued patter of raindrops. Water running down the panes of many-coloured rock crystal glass created a liquid pattern of various hues, casting a soft rainbow effect upon the worn stone floor. The abbot gazed at it, letting his thoughts wander. It was many seasons since he had been appointed to his exalted position, but he was still a humble beast, the first dormouse ever to reign as father of the legendary abbey. A squirrel-made server broke into his reverie.
"Morning, Father. Will you be taking some oatmeal?"
Glisson nodded.
"Half a bowl, please, Perrit."
She measured it from a steaming cauldron on a trolley.
"Honey too, Father?"
Glisson smiled at her. She was extremely pretty and neat.
"Oh, yes, please. And some nut flakes, if you'd be so good, Perrit. And mayhaps a few slivers of fruit."
Deftly she dribbled clear golden honey on the oatmeal, adding flakes of almond, chestnut and hazelnut, topping the bowl off with some crystallized slices of apple, pear and autumn berries. The abbot dug his spoon and stirring it all up.
"Thank you. That's just the way I like it."
Duty servers went back and forth between the diners, distributing the delicious fare for which the ancient abbey was so renowned. Bread in different shaped rolls, fowls and loaves, hot and crusty from the ovens, honey or preserves to spread upon it, oatmeal scones and savoury pasties were passed to and fro amidst the beakers of fruit juice and hot herbal teas. Sitting on the abbot's right, Rogus, the skipper of otters, used his keen-edged dagger to peel a russet apple in one winding, unbroken ribbon. He murmured to Glisson, directing his gaze to a solitary figure seated apart at the edge of the bottom table.
"Turrilus tells me that young Biscay's got hisself in the soup again, Father. On report, ain't he?"